Wisconsin Conversation, real information. Live from Lake Wissota, this is Up North News with Pat Kreitlow.
Oh, we're going back to Olivia Newton-John now, huh?
All right.
All right, I'm game. What's our theme here, bud?
Nothing. I just went to a Yacht Rock playlist, and she was on there, and so I was like, okay, perfect.
There we go. Welcome back to the third hour of our Tuesday morning visit. I'm Pat Kreitlow. That's Luke Mathers, who's learning more and more about Yacht Rock every day. But Turnabout's Fair Play, he tried to actually teach me a song from 2022 in the last hour. And he failed miserably. So right now it's still Yacht Rock 1, Modern Rock and Roll nothing, but we'll continue to press on it. Later this hour, we're going to take the next segment and talk all about a brand new plan just unveiled by Governor Tony Evers on what he would like to see done with the state's anticipated record $5 billion surplus. It's something that is just sitting there. It's doing nothing for you. It's doing nothing for me. Don't think for a moment that if Scott Walker were still the governor and Republicans were running the legislature, that it would still be sitting there. It would be out the door, lickety split, and almost certainly primarily in ways to cut taxes for corporations and the wealthiest taxpayers. But because Governor Evers and his veto pen are still there, Republicans would rather sit on it and hope that Tim Michaels wins and then put the money to use come January. Governor Evers is upping the ante here, not just saying, here's what I would have proposed in my last special session, but here's what we're going to do, you know, coming up if he's still sitting in that office in the East Wing of the Capitol. So we'll have more about that coming up in our next segment here. But I also wanted to apologize and also ask for guidance from Luke on a couple of things here. Apologies. I realized as I leaned back over here, somebody could probably see the shirt that was on the chair back behind me here. And I just want to explain for those of you watching the video feed or any of the videos that I do here from the Lake Wissota Bureau and studio, there are a lot of costume changes that go on in this room because you have an open window to the south. You want to be warm. You want to be comfortable rather in warm weather. So there's a lot of t-shirts, but that's not necessarily appropriate for a video when you're doing an interview by Zoom or a radio show, as the case may be. So there's always a shirt standing by with a collar, you know, something that looks somewhat professional. It's not the suit and tie I used to wear on TV every single day, but you know, again, it's not the beat up old t-shirt that Luke is wearing, for example, because he's in the privacy of a radio booth. So there, it's to the point where my wife may have referred to me once or twice or three or four times as Beyonce for the costume changes that I go through. You know, suddenly she'll see me running through at, you know, 2 minutes to the hour, whatever hour it is, and then come back with a different shirt. And, you know, I'll just say something like, oh, I got a news meeting, or, you know, I've got this interview. And she'll just say, okay, Beyonce, and send me on my way. So if you occasionally notice wardrobe behind me, I promise that all happens with the camera turned off. I then wanted to ask Luke what I'm supposed to do. What is the protocol for when you lend a container to your neighbor for food, for leftovers or something like that? Maybe, you know, we had a street party on the neighborhood recently, and it wasn't just returned. It was returned full of miniature candy bars, which I think is delightful. That was so literally sweet of our neighbors to return it. But that is doing absolutely nothing to help me with my girlish figure to, you know, to get the hourglass that I once had never. And so, as you can see, Luca, several of these have disappeared already. Have you returned things like an even better condition, like putting food or treats back into an empty container? I just return the container and say thank you.
I've heard of that before, but I've never done it myself because I don't have the forethought to do it. Like, well, I always think it'd be a great thing, but normally when I'm returning a Tupperware container of any sort, it's I see it on the table as I'm like running out last minute after forgetting it the last two or three times that I meant to bring it to the person I was seeing. So no, I have not filled it up with candy bars like that and returned it.
Well, on top of that, some of these mini bars are Snickers. What if I had a peanut allergy? They don't know that they were actually, you know, sending a deadly weapon back to our house. So I think I'm going to turn it back on them and say, how dare you share treats as you return my own container?
Well,
back
maybe somebody returned a container to them with the treats in them and they didn't want the treats either. And that's why they relayed them on to you then.
No, that wouldn't happen with candy. That would happen with zucchini. That's the thing I'm talking about, is I'm surprised I didn't get that. That's what you forward on to the neighbor. That's the gift that isn't truly a gift.
That's so way better than candy bars. Give me the zucchini. Send it my way.
Do you like, can you dip zucchini in chocolate the way that we do, like with peanut butter balls and nuts and marshmallows and raisins? Can you chocolate dip zucchini?
Well, I didn't chocolate dip it, but my zucchini bread this morning was with chocolate in it. So it's delicious. It was a great morning.
See, again, reaffirms my point that you have to add something in order to make zucchini bread, again, not taste like a sock. But that's, again, your choice. And again, Luke wants all of your zucchini. So look up our address, send it in. We will talk more about what to do with all of your money that the legislature is sitting on after this. You're up north.